Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page. I'm John Moenkel. I was able to catch up with Norwalk senior girls basketball player Bryn Mortz and freshman Ava Johnson after their team's 50-44 comeback upset win on the road over Indianola this past Saturday night, as the Warriors have now won 7 of their last 8 games. So we'll talk to Bryn Mortz first, followed by Ava Johnson here on the Radio Sports Page. Now joined by girls player Bryn Mortz following a 50-44 Norwalk victory over the Indians here tonight. First of all, a comeback victory there in the fourth quarter. You went on what I think it was like a 12-1 run or something like that. Walk us through that fourth quarter and how you're ultimately able to come away with a win here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the energy that we brought out in that fourth quarter was amazing. You know, we went in the locker room at halftime and we put our foot down. We're like, we're not losing this game. So we came out and every single player played unselfishly. We locked down on defense and were able to go on that run, and the energy was just outstanding.
Well, and you guys are coming off on the second back of second night of a back-to-back, I should say, and it just seemed like neither team was really both teams a little bit were out of sorts here for some of this game. How were we able to pull through and to come away with maybe some fatigue, I would guess anyway?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think the biggest thing was just playing off of each other and getting out of that sort of selfish mindset, you know, realizing, hey, if we're going to pull through this thing, we need to play off of each other, get the best looks, and be completely selfless. And that's what we did, and we were able to pull away with the win.
Well, what was the discussion like during timeouts and things like that when you guys were down by as many as 12 points there in that fourth quarter? I mean, against a team of Indianola's caliber, you know, they were undefeated in conference play, and a lot of people probably thought that they were just going to close it out. Talk about how you guys were able to build up that confidence, what it took to come back.
Yeah, so that was entirely defensive. Every timeout, halftime, the emphasis was on defense. So just making sure we executed the game plan, high hands on shooters, making sure we were ready to move our feet. And we knew if we could lock down on defense, that offense would follow. And that's exactly what we did, and it worked pretty good. So.
All right. Well, you got Pella coming up on Tuesday night, a team that beat you guys before. What's it going to take against them to keep this win streak going then?
Yeah, definitely the same energy, especially on defense. Playing selfless, making sure we make the right passes, the extra pass for that open shot, and just, you know, having confidence and coming out with that energy and that attitude.
All right. Well, that's Bryn Mortz. Congrats on the win here tonight over Indianola, and best of luck next week.
Thank you so much.
First of all, Ava, thanks for joining us here. A 50-44 win over Indianola, a huge win over a ranked team on the road. You gave them their first conference loss. Talk us through this game and what it meant for your team.
Well, at the beginning, I was struggling a little bit to, you know, I don't know, just help my team out. But towards the end, we just kind of pulled it all together, and we just reminded ourselves that we need to be ourselves and just take this to the next level and win.
All right. Well, you had a lot of big shots there down the stretch, in this, especially in the third and fourth quarter there. You had a three that really got things going. You had several tough shots down there in the lane. You know, talk about how you were able to heat up and get yourself going there in that fourth quarter.
Well, I just reminded myself that I need to help my team and just be a team player and just help them out a little bit more than what I was already doing in the previous quarters.
All right. You guys had been kind of struggling in road games here this year. Now all of a sudden you're two straight nights on the road. Pella Kristen last night, Indianola here tonight, two straight wins on the road. You know, talk about what else has been really going right for your team.
In practices, we've just been keeping our head held high and just like not worrying about any games that we have lost during the season, and just kept pushing forward instead of moving backwards. So I think that's been going really good for our team.
All right. Well, and you as a freshman here this year have gotten the start, and I believe just about every single game here this year. You know, what's been what have been some of your keys to success in, you know, earning yourself that starting spot here as a freshman?
Just work your hardest in practices and during the games, because then you'll just keep building that confidence to just keep going and going.
All right. Well, again, we've been joined by Ava Johnson here, a Norwalk freshman. Really appreciate the time. Congrats on the win, and best luck here next week.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Norwalk girls basketball senior Bryn Mortz and freshman Ava Johnson for joining us on tonight's program. You can catch the Warriors back in action this Friday night when they hit the road to Oskaloosa. Myself and Steve Wormerskirchen will have the call on the KNIA 3 stream. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 o'clock p.m. Back with more after this on the Radio Sports Page.